Welcome to Caribbean Millennials. Hello, and welcome to episode 28 of the Caribbean Millennials podcast. How is everyone doing this week?
Good week. You know, Danny, you, how's the week? How has the week been?
Bruh, been a rough week.
Okay, rough week.
I feel like this is a first. I feel like you never come at us with like, oh, it was so rough.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in high spirits, but it was a rough week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot had 12-hour work days.
Wow.
Just on it, but you know, it rewarding but rough week.
Yeah.
I feel you on that.
I had a roller coaster of a week as well. It was like Monday and Tuesday were just a whirlwind. Wednesday, I kind of had to just isolate myself and, you know, get what I needed to get done. Yeah. Thursday started off extremely well and then, like, tanked towards the end.
Yeah,
and then Friday,
like
it was, like, smooth sailing, like, whoo! And then Vernon and I went on a little adventure this weekend. We went and checked out Houston. It was my first time down there. And it was a good time. Shout out to any listeners we have in Houston. Maybe we'll come check you guys out the next time we're going to venture down there. It was a real good time.
Anything big happened to you over the weekend, Danny? Or you just stayed home and chill?
I stayed home and played video games.
I had to decompress after that week.
Our video game listeners out there, you know, was the Anthem VIP demo.
Yeah,
so
open,
I definitely put all my hours into that.
So, guys, I have a question.
I saw any light.
Guys, I have a question. Might be unpopular, but like, when do guys stop playing video games?
About 10 years after you die. 10 to 20 hours.
Right?
When you're in the ground and you bone,
you're still playing games.
I didn't ask when you foresee yourself stop playing video games. But
I don't know. I guess it varies from person
to person. With the current generation of gamers, like, it's not gonna stop. Like,
I don't think so. I think the people who don't play video games now are the people who never had video games back in the day.
That's not true. So, like, my brother hasn't... My brother didn't really play video games anymore.
Then he wasn't a gamer. He just...
Like, did he have a console when he was...
Yeah, he had a console. And I think he used to, like, take his console... I don't know what it was. I was young. He used to like pack it and put it in his bag and go to his friend's house and whatever. And I think one time somebody tried and rob him with his console in his backpack. Wow. Like, whole scene.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
You see, there's a difference between having a video game console
and being a gamer.
Yeah, right?
Being a gamer
is a life choice. Having a video game console is something that just happens.
So you would say all of your friends that you play games with are gamers, or the
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. The ones who are not gamers have already started to taper off from having consoles.
Yes. Okay. You have a point there, Dan. Okay. You said right. Yes.
So you'll say depending on your seriousness in the gaming, like late 20s, 30s is when you kind of start backing off.
Yeah. After you leave school, I would say most of my friends, like approaching 30, like the ones who are not gamers have already tapered off. They sold their last console and they're not looking for a new one.
They don't even know what the latest one is.
They're not upgrading their computer, they're not upgrading their console, and they just doing normal life without video games, because it was never a big factor. Sounds amazing.
Normal life without video games.
But then I know people who are older than me with kids, right?
Yes.
And they
yes.
they have like two consoles playing, and they,
yo,
they
I know people
playing
yeah.
on the consoles too, and their wife watching them play. So, you know, it's like the people who are gamers will always have a console.
The thing is, people...
This is not a video game episode. I was just trying to get some clarity for myself.
But we're on the topic here, and here's the thing. You see, people knocking it...
Met him this way.
Well, it's not that. That is not even that. You people knocking like, oh, you're still playing video games and whatnot. Think about it. At least it's just video games. They could be out here gambling, doing drugs, you know, in a prostitution ring, brothel life. No, gosh. All they're doing is they're going to GameStop and coming back to some games and chilling and playing games. Preach. You know where to find them.
Right? On the couch.
They're not in the streets.
Right? They have people out there, right? And they have to ask the State Farm man, do you know where your husband is at? Because they don't know. If your husband was a gamer, he would just be downstairs in front of the TV.
Exactly. Or he'd have a Nintendo Switch and he'd be laying right next to you in bed playing it.
Exactly.
Okay.
While rubbing your cheeks.
Yes.
Yeah. Your cheeks on your face.
Okay. Nice. Well, thank you for the clarity, guys. Thank you.
Maybe we'll bring some women on in the future and then have some gamers and then we'll debate it at length, right? And we'll find some middle ground in the future.
Okay, so guys, let's move on to this week's topic of conversation.
Okay.
It was a quite the interesting week on social media, which brought up
Twitterverse.
Right? Which brought up a conversation or issue, however you want to spin it, that kind of rears its head from time to time.
I feel that's like a every 2 months or 3 months thing,
right
that this argument happens on Twitter.
But really the topic for today is really Caribbean Unity versus Caribbean Fight Down. So Adani, do you want to recap for our listeners, you know, what the social media happenings on Twitter was this week?
The week started very spicy. Very spicy.
Like Zinger spicy or Jerk Chicken spicy or...
Like volcano wing spicy. Like
fish,
if you have...
Fish with pepper sauce.
Pepper sauce spicy.
Okay. Yeah. Slight pepper sauce.
Slight pepper or like...
Imagine, I bet you that people listening like pepper sauce. That's not hot. What you're talking about.
But, there was a
achar hot, like Guyanese achar. Ooh, that is me that y'all keep in a dark place and then if the sink.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds bad.
Oh yeah. Okay, I'll have to put y'all onto some of that.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I love my thing spicy.
Anyway, moving along. Yeah.
But there was this tweet that had the whole Caribbean versus Black America, basically. And then from that, there was another tweet. And then basically the larger islands, well, mainly Trinidad, and then mainly the smaller islands were in a sort of a tiff over, you know, Carnival and stuff like that. And then it broke down because, you know, people want to shout on social media, so how can I insult your island the most? So what is this island? I've never heard of them before. And then we making your soca hits for you and then our Carnival and this. Wow. And so from that it stemmed, like, you know, like, wow, like,
well, like, we can't just get along.
Yeah, like I really want to go to Trinidad Carnival, like, you know, but the way they're speaking about my island, like, makes me not want to go. And then I'm sure their Trinis I want to go to St. Lucia Carnival or Grenada Carnival or Dominica Carnival or St. Vincent Carnival or St. Kitts Carnival. And then the way the Trinis coming at them, making them like, stay slow your roll. Yeah, maybe now is not the time. So this brings about the topic, you know, like, why can't we all just get along?
Right. So I think the funny thing is, I would assume or hope that as we get older and more mature, like, it's not a thing, right?
I don't really think we have to get older and more mature. I feel like we as the island should be able to, you know, big up ourselves without having to knock somebody else down.
Yeah, I agree.
Check out what I'm saying.
So, I think, you know, some of the specifics around what was happening on Twitter was, like, I think people... You know, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, all these different islands that have summer carnivals have started launching their costumes and costume portrayals for 2019 Carnival.
Yes. And many of those bands use Trinidadian designs.
Exactly,
or have the costumes made in Trinidad.
So one of the tweets was like, I don't know why y'all saying this carnival is the best or why y'all hyping up y'all carnival as if it's something special when all of y'all costumes and everything coming from Trinidad.
Okay, I don't mean to cut you off. I don't see why that should be a problem. And here's my reasoning why. If Japan making the best cars in the world, why would I go and buy my car somewhere else? I'll just buy a Japanese car.
But here's the thing. It's unity and fight down in the same thing, right? Obviously, it's unity, right? The fact that we have the exchange of Trini costumes being used because it benefits people both ways. It expands the culture because then not only each island does things at scale, but look at all of the carnivals happening around the world, right? We allow to grow and move the culture much bigger by collaborating versus breaking apart. But I think let's talk about Caribbean unity, right? So I guess even what do y'all consider Caribbean unity, you know, or like experiences and like things that make you touched when it comes to Caribbean unity?
How all the islands can gang up together to destroy Black America.
Well, aside from the online thing, I think Caribbean unity is something I appreciated a lot more once I left the Caribbean. Right? I personally saw, and maybe a lot of y'all see it as well, that you start realizing you're part of something bigger when you leave and come to somewhere like the States, UK, whatever, and you can bond with people from all of these different countries on having a similar culture, knowing same music,
being from the same geographic area,
being raised similarly,
yes.
Just that common understanding of who you are and going through the same thing of trying to, you know, maintain your roots while being in another place. So, Adani, I think you probably had a great experience. So, I had a different experience where I started doing high school in the States, and there were some of us, you know, living on campus in high school, and most of us in the dorms were Caribbean people. So that was, you know, the first thing, you know, being away from home, the Caribbean people, you relied on each other.
Yeah, tend to click up.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. And even if we didn't have a formal Caribbean association day, we just had an understanding. If we had our mad dancehall parties in the dorm or when we had our parties, we would, you know, make sure to have the dancehall segments on there. Whose mother was coming up from the Bahamas and cooked food for all of us to try stuff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, just that kind of, that was a wonderful, warm feeling of Caribbean unity for me that I think, you know, really made me start appreciating it. And I think even moving to Dallas and not having that as prominent around me anymore, even just like bucking up with Caribbean people in the supermarket does touch my heart a little bit. Wouldn't probably think I'm weird, but you know, sharing the little tips and tricks of, you know, where you can find what, you know, and that kind of thing. I like about Caribbean unity. Adani, what's your kind of experience?
I had a very, very good experience, I would say, because as soon as I left St. Lucia and went to Miami, I was at a school where I joined the Caribbean Students Association. So there were a bunch of different islands in there. It'd been in Miami. Even in my normal classes, there were a bunch of different students from Haiti, Jamaica, mostly Haiti and Jamaica, and then Trinidad, so mostly the larger islands.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then there was never a sense that, you know, anybody was against you because everybody was together, because in that setting, we were all the same, you know, regardless of what your flag colors are. In that setting, we're all basically international students here at this school. So you have to make the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I switched over and I went to USF, a bigger school, I made way more friends. So at that school, there were other St. Lucians, there were other Grenadians, there were other people from St. Vincent, Antigua and Barbuda, USVI, BVI, Cayman Islands, Guyana, Dominica. So, like, at that school, there was a much bigger sampling of the Caribbean students. And at that CSA, like, they used to have epic parties, right? So, and then, like, all the Caribbean people would be in there. And then they would have, like, potluck vibes. And then from that, you know, people started to make their own friends. So I had a bunch of Jamaican friends, a bunch of Trinidadian friends. And we would have potlucks. I would bring them dishes from St. Lucia. They'd bring dishes from Trinidad. I'd bring rum from St. Lucia. They'd bring rum from Trinidad. You know, and there was basically this cohesiveness of, you know. Like, neither of us think, each of us love our island.
Yeah, they're drinking punchin'.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's perfect example. That's because my friend from Trinidad came to St. Lucia to visit, and she brought with her punchin, right? And we drank that.
Yeah, punchin. We drank that.
We had a grand old
time. We had a boy.
Right?
That was more than a grand old time.
My face feels warm and starting to hit me again just thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, the punchin was so bad, they kicked us out of a bar for drinking it there and they
made
it
really?
Private.
Yeah, really?
Remember they didn't like
us? No, I don't remember.
I guess that's, yeah.
Side effects
of punchin, yeah. But then, and then we, like, the Jamaicans would bring Appleton, love Appleton. They have Sunset, right?
Yeah.
And then Cruzan rum, like, you know, so all these cultures just mix in, but all of us have that common ground of we students far away from home, and we're just looking for people with similar culture with us, right? And then we just go in from there. And then even past that, the only other time I've seen it is when an island will have Independence Day events. So when St. Lucia...
Well, what I was going to say, in addition to having events, there's also, like, I love how even if we all not physically in the same space, we can come together to support each other for things like sports when there aren't a lot of us. So, like, things like World Cup, things like the Olympics, you know, like Kehlani James running for Grenada, like, you know, Usain Bolt, all of that. We behind every Caribbean flag, we all behind them, you know. It's not...
But you don't even have to go so far, like, for events in the different islands, like, especially the recent events, like, all the Dominicans will come over on their bikes for St. Lucia.
Yes,
all the people from Grenada, from St. Vincent.
When St. Vincent happens, the people from St. Lucia, let's go over.
And then some St. Lucians will try and go over to Trinidad for racing. And the Trinis will come over to St. Lucia when they didn't have a good as track as they do now. They would come over to St. Lucia to race. So, you know, there was still that unity, especially during those, like, 2 weeks or a week of, like, people helping each other. People, cars, engines blowing up and stuff, and people from St. Lucia.
Everybody coming together
and helping everybody. Look, you have a place to stay at my house. Look, you have a place to stay at my house, you know?
So I think the unity stems from relationship, right? It stems from, you know,
relationship and common ground.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. So if we have to flip that, what's the fight down? And where does the fight down stem from? I think part of the fight down is that sometimes we're so concerned and so, well, okay, two things. Sometimes we're so concerned and so absorbed with we the best. I don't care what you say, we the best. And sometimes that's friendly and sometimes it takes it too far.
Yeah.
So, like, you see how Island 360, I think, has every year on their social media, they do, like, a social media likes competition for, like, rum. So the same Sunset and Punchin you were talking about, they put it in a grid and whichever pictures get the most likes or whatever, like, move on, and then they'll crown, like, which one is the top rum or whatever from social media. And that's, like, in fun and good spirit, right? But there are times, like, you know, that tweet that we saw where it, like, takes it as, like, a personal jab, right? Like, you... Or it takes it too personal to a country or something like that. Because I think that's the other thing. Since culture is something that's so wrapped up in people's identity, like, that's not a thing you... criticize or take a stab at. I think another source of the fight down can be when you maybe have that opinion but don't have the world experience of mingling with people. Ooh, so okay. Like you will quicker fight down something you don't understand or haven't experienced or haven't had that personal explanation definitely. Or something with. So let's say, I don't know, I'm drawing a blank, right? But let's say
somebody from Dominica said that they dislike Saint Lucian Carnival.
Let's switch it, right? So uh-huh. Let's say you find out people eat souse, right? And in your island, people don't
even know what souse is.
Right, but they
fast. I was about to say
but
that.
They no. Oh well, what souse? I don't even know what it is. How do you? What is it? Cow heel.
What?
What souse? What?
Pig. Yes.
What is it? But like, what is it? Is it there's vinegar involved? What? How do you cook sauce?
Just I don't eat sauce.
I think that's its own episode. Then.
Just come for another example.
Yeah.
Just give us another example.
No.
Griffig and saltfish.
No, but I think sauce is an.
Griffig and saltfish.
Because you all don't know.
Pemi. Oh. Come for another example, yeah,
no, but you know, like some people will hail something that another island eats,
uh-huh.
And yes. It's like. Ew, that's so disgusting. Y'all must have nothing to eat there. That's nasty. True. Blah, blah,
never
blah, blah,
try
blah.
It. How are you knocking it?
Oh, you don't know the importance of it, right? So, yeah. For instance, like the Haitians have a soup jumu, that they eat every first of the year. And it's like a, correct me if I'm wrong, Haitians, I'm just going from the pictures I've seen. But it looks like a pumpkin based soup, and it's like a bouillon, but pumpkin based, but like a pumpkin soup with beef and pasta and all kinds of things. But
add to that, like Trinidadians have the doubles, right?
Right.
If you are somebody who has never had doubles and you're looking at it just based on an image, you
right.
You would not understand what doubles are. Mm-hmm. Now, I have had doubles and they are amazing, right?
I don't care what you're looking like, right?
Somebody not in the know would come and say, oh, that's your favorite dish? Well, your realm must not cook a lot but down there. That's
right.
That just look like some sauce in a piece of flour patty. Like, that's it? Like, come on. Like, but have doubles tasted, especially good doubles. And it's like, this is what doubles are about.
Personally, I've never eaten a bad double in my life. So I don't even know what you're saying about good. Like, all doubles are good doubles.
Yeah, but I see what you're saying.
No, but you know, it's like I think people fight down the things that they don't understand or don't, you know, have that experience with. So I think you have to say, before you fight down, you know, like, think before. Think before you tweet, think before you criticize, like maybe ask, instead of saying, oh, what's that, or whatever, like inquire, right? Like, or Google, guys.
Hey,
how does this taste? How is it made? Oh, okay, I have not tried it before, but I would like to try it. I think a lot of disagreements on social media just stem from people trying to get likes and trying to show
but missy.
More than even actually trying to understand what they showing out about.
But
so you come there and you try and embarrass doubles, right? But you never had doubles, but you try and do it for the likes. Then you have doubles and you have to go back and you have to
retract your statement.
Like, okay, guys, I've had doubles and I would like to say I was wrong.
A point for the review.
Yeah, a point for the analysis. Doubles are mean.
No, but hear that. You all know what's my main issue with the whole Caribbean fight down thing. Yes, it's the fight down, but it's the fact that we do it so openly. And then when we do it so openly, I feel like we're giving non-Caribbean people
the opportunity to come in.
Ammo to come after us.
Yes.
If you see we were fighting each other and it was fine, and no American would have come in and want to come and, you know, put
but
them
why
off.
But why is fighting each other fine? It's not fine.
I'm not saying it's like, I'm not saying, but it's just the fact that we just out here just ate our dirty laundry. For lack of better words, you know. And then people seen her and say, oh, look, Amo, I can use that against St. Lucia. I can say that against Trinidad. I can go after Jamaica with that, you know? And so, it's like, I don't want you going after
I think another thing I'll fight down, right, even if you know, is like, why must there only be one good or great thing? There is room for everything, right? So, like we were having before, right? So, you may say that Dominica Carnival is the best, right? But Vernon's criteria for best carnival is completely different. Yeah. He will say Grenada Carnival is the best, hold on there.
Granted, they have some things that is very cut and dry. Like you can look at it and say, end of story, hands down, Jamaica is the best dance hall.
Okay. Yeah, because that's the home of it. But it's not to say that if somebody from a smaller island...
You can look and say, Jamaica have the best Creole festival.
Let me be devil's advocate. Will you say Trinidad has the best soca?
I mean... It is... They have the best soca artists?
No. But I think even what you're saying there, Danny, is still...
Hey, Trinidadians, still... don't attack me. I don't think you'll have the best soca.
No, I think...
You guys are best dancehall, so because it's the home of dancehall.
No,
so like...
I say that because they have...
I think it's still based on personal taste. Right? So, and the thing is, everybody's personal taste is not going to be the same, right? That's why you have all of the different variations of things coming up. That's why you had the Denry segment come out of St. Lucia. That's why you have all that jab music come out of Grenada. People started to create spin-offs and their own versions and throw their own identity into things so that it could be their own and a representation of themselves.
Maybe the best, but for Trinidadian, it's
but
not
the thing
that.
Is, they're not. I mean, even if it's one umbrella, you know, even if it's one genre, it's still an umbrella and spin-offs of things. So I wouldn't even say that every part of it is equal, right? So
that's true.
So like groovy, you know, it's like groovy versus power. Like you cannot.
Yeah, you have a point there.
You know. Is it apples to apples or apples is it mangoes to it's not even mangoes to mangoes, but this is a great example. Like saying mangoes to mangoes, are you comparing a Julie mango versus a Graham? Right? And people feel differently about a Julie mango. You can, but I may love a Julie mango and you may love a mango long.
Exactly.
Right? So we not arguing about the same. You know, we not starting about the same level.
Simply,
I think you can argue it, but everybody will still have their own personal choice.
Exactly. Yes. So there's no right answer. That's
some
almost.
Some people will still want to say this is the best place for this. That's just how life is. That's just how the internet is.
But yes, you
somebody
can say that's the best place.
Like, that's the point.
You can somebody say that's the best place, but you don't have to knock the other person.
Yeah.
Because I can say...
You don't have to knock the person.
Because I can tell her, Danny, why so much that Julie Mango is the best without knocking his mango long.
Exactly.
But I think that's the habit of how we argue in the Caribbean also, right?
Yeah, you have to win.
Well, that, right? But you'll come there and say... Kasa, what shit you come in with there with that mango long you bringing in my face there? You know?
Arguing in the Caribbean is you can't win unless you degrade theirs enough that you're...
That's exactly what I'm saying. You don't have food at your home, man. That's all you can eat.
What shit car you have there? Troops? Your house, shit house you have there? My house not any better, but to make my house better, I have to make your house less. My car not any better, but to make my car better, I have to make your car seem like it's a lot less.
So
we have the same car.
Same car.
So, okay, for Caribbean people living in the Caribbean, so St. Lucians living in St. Lucia, Jamaicans living in Jamaica, do you feel like cross-Caribbean unity is better or
I think that's
worse?
Where it's at its lowest.
You think so?
I believe so, because... A lot of the people who have how do I word this? A lot of the people who have mics to speak out on something, a lot of the time they don't have the experience to speak out on something. Right?
Okay.
So you may have a certain amount of followers and you may say certain things to your followers.
But you're no expert on the topic.
But you have no experience to back that claim.
Yeah.
Right? So it's easy for somebody from another island to say that, boy, that looked like a real horrible event, or that looked like a real horrible piece of food, or that looked like a real horrible thing from that other island, but they've never experienced it. But I will say that in our generation, in our current generation, a lot of the people from the Caribbean are open to traveling.
One of the major
factors is the airplane ticket and stuff like that, but they open to experiencing new culture, experiencing new islands. Like, I've seen a lot of people this week talking about going to Bekwe.
Yeah.
For April. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Because they have a big thing.
Yeah, and if people were really against the other island like that, they really wouldn't want to go there at all.
Yeah,
but,
I think...
they open to going there and trying it out because people are giving it good reviews. So, you know, hey, let's go there as another island, go to that island, and let's see if they welcome us there and go from there. And well, I think they will.
Well, if we want to bring in some of the seriousness.
Oh, boy.
No, but, you know, kind of the discussion we were having earlier about OECS and CARICOM and movement of people and just kind of how time has changed and the accessibility to moving from one place to another, and even with technology that we can see what things are like in other places, almost as if we were there to inspire the desire to want to go, or even to be able to make friends from online to make it easier for you to go to go an island hop, right?
To this island hopping thing, Adani made a point that everybody is more open, and I think because of this openness, pretty soon you see this fight down, it's going to dwindle. It'll still happen, but it'll not be as prevalent because people would have traveled to and experienced the other islands and what's going on in them to the point that maybe they will still fight down, but it wouldn't be...
It'll be a lot less.
It wouldn't be I have to knock your thing. It'll be that I can only say mine was better because I went to yours and I had a good time, but I still think mine is better kind of thing. But
and
also...
That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion.
Yes, but also... FOMO. You see this fear of missing out?
Yeah.
And Instagram, everybody posting, boy, I'm in Trinidad Carnival, and you in Barbados saying, boy, I'm really having fun there, boy. Maybe next year I need to go to Trinidad Carnival. So next year you're in Trinidad Carnival. That's another thing that's going to cut down on this fight down.
I think so too. I think so, a lot of that fight down is because people have not experienced another island other than their own, or they haven't experienced another food other than their own, or another culture, or another carnival, or another racing event other than what they already have on their island.
I personally kind of knocked the amount of
travel and the ease of travel to different islands. Like, for instance, right? I cannot verify this with Ball Guy facts, right? But...
This is not a Ball Guy statistic.
And also, this might be based on the language barrier somewhat. But I don't see that much fight down between Martinique, Dominica, and St. Lucia. And I might attribute that to Express de Zeal having almost daily trips there for like, what, 200 to 300 EC or less to go and come back between Martinique, or to go and come back between Dominica, right? And we always consider Dominica to be our sister island, so there's not a lot of fight down there. And then Martinique, people from Martinique always there. People from
thinking about it, you know, you have a point there. I never see like a friend, like a Martinique person, somebody from Martinique or somebody from Dominica going at it.
Okay, so I'm going to
with everyone.
Well,
here, like...
okay. Ooh, I have so many thoughts.
Dissect.
Okay, so
go.
The pressure. The Martinique thing or whatever. So let's say when there's a situation that can be transcended to a few different levels of when people or countries or whatever see something that another country has and that thing is being successful, right? Is there element of fight down in trying to reproduce or take back or whatever? So, for instance, right? Remember how Martinique had whatever drama with Mercury Beach. And Mercury Beach came to St. Lucia. And Mercury Beach had scored in St. Lucia and made endless money in St. Lucia. And then there was the call for Mercury Beach to go back to Martinique, right? And I think it maybe caused a rift where St. Lucia was like, we still want to keep our
because thing. Did they like rename it?
They might have Mercury Fest. Right. But
and there was still a good bit of people from Martinique and Dominica there, but it wasn't as big as it was when it was Mercury Beach. I will say that's a difficult comparison though, because
that's where it was
it was originally from Martinique, and they moved it to St. Lucia because of issues in Martinique.
Right.
And then St. Lucia getting a taste of that for 3 years and getting that influx in income in August at the end of Carnival.
They didn't want to let that go.
From outside, yeah, they didn't want to let that go. So they wanted to keep capitalizing on that.
But I think the same thing could be...
They got Mercury's blessing because they were able to keep Mercury in the name.
But the...
And just make it a different event.
The same thing could be transcended to, like, government things, right? So that... one place legalizes marijuana or something like that, and then the other place has to say, oh, I must one up it or do it in a different way or that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's not really
happening. I wish that would happen.
I would love that for
right?
that.
Right? I would love that.
No, but I'm saying you could. So I guess that's where things like OACS and CARICOM come into play.
Is it one up in though, or is it just following the lead of another island?
So like, I guess that's what I'm bringing up for debate, right?
One up is really one thing better, eh?
One up is attributed to a certain amount of anything you can do, I can do better than you.
Yeah.
But if you're like, wow, I really like what you've done as an island, I want to try and replicate this here. Is that to me, that's a totally different thing. Like, that's, even though you are doing it there again, that doesn't mean that you're stealing from them.
You're following their lead
to improve your island as they has improved.
Well, and also, somebody always has to do it first, eh?
Well, but then I think it brings up the thing is, how much do we stay similar, or how much do we embrace differences and differentiating, you know, points of view? I agree. Like, some things, you know,
cannabis is like, you know, yeah, you do not legalize cannabis to be different, like that, right? Like things like like things like progress, like, you know, you can't really
achieve that the same yourself,
as you would like stealing a party or stealing a certain event, because otherwise you're not going to progress. Like, you have a new airport, so I'm not going to build a new airport. Like, you're giving free education, so yeah, I'm not going to do that at my island. You're having free healthcare,
but
so,
I think even
I'm not going to one-up you because, you know, your stuff is stupid. So, like, you know, like, progress should always be celebrated, even though you're copying from another country.
And yeah, I think that's a great way of phrasing it, Adani, right? So even like, you know, when people taking jabs at each, you know, jabs at other countries, like, it's also like, are you taking a jab at just progress? You know?
Yes.
Okay.
That is very true.
That's deep. So, you're against progress?
Bringing that back progress? To the carnival thing, like, if you didn't want people from larger countries designing costumes for smaller countries, are you limiting their progress in a way?
Your own people's progress.
You're allowing your people to work in smaller islands, not only make money, but improve the costumes of smaller islands.
But you're also allowing them to make their name bigger and be
and your country's name bigger.
Expand their influence base. So you actually fighting on your own people by not wanting them to help other islands.
That's deep.
Ooh, you just went there.
Yes, it's
so true, by fighting a country for using designs from your country, you really fight in your own country.
Let me put it to you this way, right? You think if Toyota only had to sell cars in Japan, they would make as much money as they did?
No.
They would be the top car manufacturer?
In Japan.
Exactly. But not worldwide, not globally. Right? They'd not be a billion-dollar company. If Dell only had to sell computers in America, like, you know, how far would they be? Right?
Point.
If Apple only had to sell phones in America. I mean, that's a large part of their base, but they sell phones globally. Mm-hmm. And people all over the world buy them. So if you're limiting yourself to just your small island, which is
small island.
Yeah, your big small or your small small island or your medium small. If you have to limit yourself and your people to only doing stuff in that island, aren't you limiting their brand reach, their bag? You know.
Oh, you're stopping them from securing like the cool, bag.
Like the cool kids say, aren't you limiting the progress of your own people? Because she might learn some things in a smaller island that will help improve her costumes for the next bigger island carnival now.
True.
And she combining the two costume ideas, right, from that she learned from the small and the big island to make a mega island costume, right?
Damn.
And she taking carnival to that next level.
Right.
Because not only she has influence from the bigger island, she has influence from the smaller island.
I think the fact of the matter is, once we, if we collaborate, you know, we're all rising up versus, you know, the fighting down, which tears us down and breaks us down. That's even further.
We already have the US and the rest of the world trying to keep us down, in my opinion. They're against us, they try and hold us down. As far as you can see, we're little islands, we're insignificant and whatnot. And then to pile on top of that, we fighting ourselves too. Nah, man, we can't be doing that.
I agree. We have to be unified in, if not even because you don't think your island is better, but just for progression and making money. Like, there's a lot of money to be made in the Caribbean.
Yeah, man.
And there's a lot of money to be made in your island, probably. But there's even more money to be made in the Caribbean, like the region.
No,
like,
Adani, take it a step further, right? Like, from the cross-island collaboration and that kind of thing, the Caribbean is trendy, right? Yeah. So people want to be like us around the world, right? So there's money to be made in the world. So if we can collaborate and help, you know, us all amplify and step our way up collectively, then we win. Versus having foreign people come in and appropriate our things, you know, because we were so busy fighting each other down, right?
Exactly. An example, right? Marshall has great songs, amazing songs. But some of Marshall's greatest songs, like, I think have been collabs.
Yep.
Like Paris Riley.
Uh-huh.
Like, that is an amazing song.
But even not only just from a singing perspective, he's done collaboration from the production, the producing, the beats.
Exactly. And a lot of smaller island producers help larger island artists. So right? And then now he has this song with Skinny Fabulous.
Hold on.
Family.
So next you're going to say Marshall and I are in the two main things. That's what you're going to say next.
Ooh, well, boy, that's...
I'm just checking, you know, because that's what it sounds like you're going
that's
for
that's
there.
A whole other episode.
So, you know, like, you're trying to, like, mend the fence there.
I think we should just stay out of that one.
That's where you're trying to fix the fence there on the podcast on Caribbean Millennials. You're going to be the ones to bring Iowa, George, and Marshall back? Wow.
Well, if Iowa, George, and Marshall want to talk it out, you know, we would love to provide a medium.
We'll host this intervention, you know, this little convention.
You know, neutral ground.
Neutral ground.
I mean, Adani, you touch on a thing there that, you know, we were talking about inter-island fight down, which is am I saying it right? Inter between versus
intra,
within.
Yeah, intra, yeah.
Yeah,
intra,
right?
Yeah.
What are general ways that we fight each other down?
Well,
because
intra or inter?
Just
intra.
Yeah, generally, what are ways that we fight each other down?
Versus self.
Okay, by region. by region.
Anywhere past Bexo.
But guys, the Lucian reference.
Oh, good.
But by region, right? Which is the same as by country.
Yeah.
Right? So what are other ways we fight each other down? By bad talking people, malparlying people.
Economic status.
by getting involved in people's checks, right? Their bag.
Yeah.
Although some people might be making way too much bag unfairly, but you know
you're fighting down, Anani.
Why are you hating?
Fighting on corruption, eh? But that's another.
Okay.
Okay. If the bag fair, the bag fair. You know.
What are
if the bag unfair? Then yeah,
we have a problem. I'll speak out.
Yeah,
you can't sit by idly and let this happen.
In the islands, based on accent. In the islands, which is associated with region.
That's ridiculous.
We might think that certain people talk a certain way.
Based
on, you know, even like stuff like roads and what you have to do and what's in your area. But
We're really giving people chalk over the roads, we say.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, the last North versus South, there were all kinds of stuff down
there. Airports. People give people chalk on airports too.
Yeah.
Wow.
But fight down as like a
y'all get. But I notice mostly is like between the regions. So like I remember, people will fight down based on the area that you live in, you know, based on
your economic status.
Yeah.
Not only economic status, but I guess like your family or where you come from, right? Even if like your last name is not like you trying and make your own name for yourself outside of, you know, what you're raising, you have people potentially fighting you down just for, you know, the name that you will
give. Yeah, people might fight you down based on body type. Based on sexual preferences, you know.
This is getting serious.
That's intra-island. That's in, you know, in the island itself. That's how you fight with your people, right?
Yeah, oh well. I just wanted to know, spell it out.
So Iwan Marshall will have to talk their thing out of
them. You know, like, it's a kind of thing where you can be nice with your neighbors, but the coffins and skeletons you have in your own closet, isn't it?
Well, a lot of people not even nice with their neighbors, eh? So... when your neighbor trying and fight down your mango tree because one branch crossing into
like,
the yard.
There's a little too much in the yard. Yeah. Mind you, when that branch have mangoes on it, they in it. Eh?
Oh!
They in it.
The first to pick it. You're not seeing no down mangoes in the yard.
Boy! That's who wonder, boy. The tree have a problem, man. How no mangoes growing on that side? Make the yard always clean.
All right. Well,
yeah. So I mean,
this was a good one.
This
guys.
Was a good one, guys. This yeah.
Another episode of our podcast. Let us know.
So, how are we wrapping this up? Like, what are we giving people who have listened to this as a takeaway? Like, are we just leaving it open ended? Like,
you know? I think, hear that. I say it has to be left open ended because let me tell you that you see on Twitter this fight down thing. That always happens in every 3 months. So it's just January. Check around like March, April, it go happen again. Some other islands will be going at it.
I was going to say it boils down to just love one another, appreciate our differences, and you can shoot to learn more about our wider region versus the first thing being to knock down something because it's different from yours.
Yeah. My thing is put yourself in the person's shoes. Nine times out of ten, if you put yourself in the person's shoes, you can maybe see where they're coming from and then you can de-escalate the situation. Every situation you meet, you don't have to meet it.
The same level of spiciness, like that,
right? Even though they offended you somewhat or they started off wrongly,
take the higher road.
By just coming in there and de-escalating the situation, you'd be surprised how many people back down and be like, you know what, you're right. That my apologies, I was wrong for that.
You know the thing though,
you take your time and you just like approach these people like you would approach your family. Right? Because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all Caribbean family, you know? When we leave the Caribbean, like, we all owe the Caribbeans.
That's true. That's true. When you leave your island and you go, the US or the UK,
you are island people,
you Caribbeans,
are you Jamaican?
Yeah.
And even though they know where Jamaica is, they think it's next to Venezuela. They think Trinidad by Cayman Island. They think Barbados is close to Africa. And
you know
they
the funniest
think the US
thing?
Virgin Islands is next to Cuba. Even though they might know where you're from, they definitely don't know about it geographically or culturally.
That's so funny. Because
stick together, treat your fellow island man with respect, and, you know, just de-escalate the situation. You know, if somebody thinks their stuff is better, that don't have to trigger you.
We need to band together to be able to laugh at and maybe educate if we're patient all these larger country people if we want to.
Early on in life, if you criticize, also give some positives. So if I come in there, you know, I don't really like this carnival because they have a lot of people there. However, they have the best costumes I find. And they have the most cultural experience in terms of their variety. Like, you know, so I say what I don't like, but I also say what I like. Mm-hmm. So I give in some pros and cons. So when you come for me, you have to mention both.
But the thing is, Adani, it's also everybody doesn't have to agree with you. Like, you don't have to be
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but everybody doesn't have to agree with you. But when you come at it like you're giving pros and cons, you're showing that you're educated on the topic.
Mm.
Like, instead of just coming and you bashing Julie Mango. Like, what? Julie Mango really doesn't color well. It don't taste well. Like, right? I don't like the thread pattern. Right?
I don't like
the yellow of the mango inside. Like, you know, you just come there all negative. So, already somebody that loves Julie Mango going to come at you with all the spices they have, right? Now, if you come there, you're like, I don't really like the shape of Julie Mango, you know, but I find it tastes very good, and it ripe fast, and it lasts long. Then from somebody will come there, you know what? I disagree with this one point you made,
but I
agree with the other point.
Yeah.
So you know what? Your opinion is valid.
Or the person will say, you know what? I can see how you could say that, you know. Yeah. Julie Mango is not to everyone's taste.
Yes,
you know?
yes. But move I on. Find that compared to this mango, it's a little better, but it's not as good as this other mango. And you know, you start a discussion, a back and forth, and then you'll come to a consensus.
That's a deep convo about a mango.
So, on all of this mango and pepper talk, anybody else want mango in sauce or just me?
I was just about to suggest that.
For our Trinis, chow. You mango chow?
Wow. Mango medley in sauce.
On that note, y'all.
Let me go and make my mango chutney to put in my dinner.
Goodbye.
Talk to you all next guys, week. See you next Let week. Us know what y'all thought.
I'm a Trini uncle, so it's lit.
All right, guys, and we're out.